For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. West Virginia has one of the oldest, sickest, and poorest populations in the country. Now, folks there relying on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, food stamps, are facing stricter eligibility criteria. Congress expanded eligibility during the pandemic, but just as those changes expired, lawmakers passed tighter time limits and work rules. Daily Yonder contributor Nat Nichols says the new rules mostly just add red tape and kick out eligible families.
Pre-pandemic time limits for able-bodied adults without dependents went back into effect, resulting in approximately 12,000 West Virginians losing their federal SNAP benefits.
Most SNAP households have someone working. Others are older, disabled, care for dependents, or are students. Nichols says one new rule, that those 50 to 54 show they're working at least 20 hours a week, hasn't moved people into jobs.
Studies in West Virginia show no correlation between employment rates going up and time limits on SNAP benefits.
At least 7,000 older West Virginians are expected to lose benefits if they're unable to find work. Billions of federal dollars could help rural communities get high-performance broadband. An Illinois program is helping underserved counties access the funds. Susanna Brown has more.
Hancock County farmer Brian Stevens says reliable internet is essential to modern farming.
We have solid broadband connection in the rural areas. I mean, it's a game changer.
A new program from the Benton Institute aims to help counties like Hancock get the most out of once-in-a-generation funding in the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The Institute's executive director, Adrienne Furness, says they coach communities on their broadband plans and align them with the goals of internet service providers.
So it's really that alignment that we're trying to set up with a program like this. Part of what we're trying to do is get everybody on the same level playing field.
I'm Susanna Brown.
Iowa has volunteer wildlife enthusiasts tracking a bird's eye view of its growing bald eagle population. There's around 800 eagle nests there, thanks in part to the Endangered Species Act. Stephanie Shepard with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources says bird watchers know a healthy population means finding an average of one baby eagle per nest.
If it starts to drop below that threshold, then we know that, again, it's a warning sign that something might not be right with the population.
Shepard says Iowa is also teaching volunteers to listen for the croaks of local frogs and toads in the state's wetlands to help track their health and numbers.
Each frog species has a unique call during the breeding season, and there's about 16 species in Iowa, so it's not too daunting to learn those calls.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.